5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go, to the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Of a New Britain.
Mayor Aaron Stewart joins us. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I know you are dealing with something that, frankly, my town is dealing with. We've had this in Wallingford, a town near me. Meriden's dealing with this. We've had juveniles, kids, causing trouble, Mayor. And we're not just talking pranks here. We're talking physical property crime here at increasing levels. Talk about the problems your city is having.
Yeah, and what we're talking about is oftentimes these violent crimes as well. So I think it's not just New Britain, but we've had enough. I've seen time and time again everyone posting their security camera footage on Facebook of these young kids that are going through their cars. They're breaking their windows. Sometimes they're stealing the cars. In plain daylight, too, we are seeing people get beat violently and their cars be stolen by juveniles. You know, the cases are time and time again, but the problem is oftentimes it is the same juvenile offenders. We know who they are. We are arresting them. When they get arrested, they go to court, and they get a slap on the wrist, and they get sent home. That is the problem.
And, you know, Mayor, in my town, I said I live in Wallingford. I live in a high-rise condo complex. We woke up 2 or 3 months ago. And we had 26 cars in one night who had their windows smashed in a well-lit parking lot with video cameras. Yeah, 26 in one night.
And pretty gutsy, don't you think?
Because that's the thing. They know. And Mayor, you hit it right. It's a revolving door. And you know, I'm sorry if I sound a little old-fashioned here, a little partisan. You're right. Part of this stems from, well, we can't throw these kids in jail, or we have to understand what the problem is. No, I understand that you're breaking the law. And I also understand that the more you don't have any consequences for this, the more you're going to go ahead and do it again.
Can I get an amen?
Oh, make me your police chief. I'll show you how it's done right there.
And I'll be his deputy.
Yeah, Brad'll be the prosecutor. So I'll send him right to court with Judge Davis. All rise. Yeah.
So I guess the long and short of it is I wrote a letter to our local legislative delegation, and I put it on Facebook, and I said, does anyone want to sign on to this? Well, when I put that out there, all of a sudden I've got 50 people from town that want to sign on that have had their cars burglarized or have had their cars stolen. I had people from other towns that wanted to sign on to that letter. And so it's caught quite a lot of attention, and I'm hoping that something's done. They're having discussions now at the Capitol about raising the age of how we treat juveniles in court from 18 to 21. That would be the worst idea.
Yeah.
The worst thing I have ever heard.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. So a 21, the progressive Democrats in this state, let's just stop here, Mayor, so people understand what you're saying here. The progressive Democrats in this state want to make a juvenile, technically, for the sake of law enforcement, up to 21 years old.
That's
and you
correct.
Would be a juvenile.
That's stupid.
It's nuts.
Now, awful. Now, 2 days ago, I had a homicide in town, and it was done by a 17 and 18-year-old. And you're going to tell me that we're going to try them as juveniles and not as adults for doing a heinous crime and taking someone's life? Ridiculous.
And you know, Mayor, go ahead, I'm sorry.
You know, no, I was going to say, I certainly hope that they're thinking about the impact that this has on the people in our Connecticut communities. Again, I know it's not just New Britain. It is all over the state, and I hope that they do something about it.
Well, you know what disappoints me? And I'm going to tell you right now that if you look at the new lineup, okay, we have got so many people that are going to come over and be part of the, send them to jail or let them go, the whole thing. But we got some people that really are ultra, ultra liberal.
Oh, yeah.
I was reading about this yesterday, and the regular Democrats are going to be, done away with,
pushed
I guess.
Pushed out, yeah, pushed out. The common sense ones, yeah, yeah.
For common sense. And at this point, it's hang on to whatever legislator you can find that yeah. has common sense.
And obviously, Mayor, one thing, listen, you know this as a chief executive. We're talking to New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart about the crime wave currently in her city by mainly juveniles. You know in this case, and I'm sure you've talked to your police chief, it's not. There's not a whole lot of people doing this. There's a segment, and usually they're identifiable. You know, years ago when I used to have Mayor John DeStefano in New Haven as a regular on one of my shows, I asked him one day, I said, Mayor, New Haven's got about 125,000 people. If you could eliminate a certain number of people, how many would that take to get rid of crime? And, you know, he paused and said, out of 125,000 people, there's probably 300 really bad apples, 300 to 400. And, Mayor, I don't know what the numbers are in your city, but I'm sure you could put a kind of a round number on it, and it's really not all that many.
He is correct. There is a couple hundred people, if that, where the recidivism rate is constant.
Yeah.
They end up back on the streets because the justice system fails us. It doesn't do anything to put them behind bars or put them in whatever type of treatment they need. I hear what you're saying about, you know, you think everyone's going to think we're the bad guys who want to throw the kids in jail. Well, if you're not going to throw them in jail, you've got to put them in a detention center.
Yeah.
You've got to require that they go to some
Absolutely.
Type of classes or be enrolled in some type of program. You have to put something in place so that they know there's consequences for their actions.
You just hit it out of the ballpark. This is something that's going on all around. And when Paul told me about where he
my condo, 26 cars in one night.
One night.
Mm-hmm. You know? So it is what it is. Mayor, listen, keep us up to date on this, will you, please? And if you're not getting the response you want, come back on, and we'll rattle the trees a little, and we'll name names. Send me the list of names. If you don't want to say them, I will.
I'll second the motion.
Sounds good. I will say that Representative Pettit did call me yesterday on it. We had a long conversation. He was planning on putting in some bills pertaining to this exactly. So at least one of my legislators was responsive on it.
All right, Mayor, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job over there.
Thanks. Bye-bye.